You're a Renaissance guy to me. That's what I kept thinking about. You know, Eric is just so smart and so creative. You do all these cool things, you know?
I'm honored, Jim.
I'm like a house slug.
I don't know if I believe that
Mr.
either.
Safety. Your latest book is what?
My latest book is called Heart of the Maya. The fun part about this book for me, I've always said that my main character is from West Virginia. But this is the first chance I've gotten to bring him home to West Virginia. You know, he's always been from West Virginia, and he is, Mike Scott is my main character, I'll tell you. He's an international news photographer, so I'm kind of going back to my journalism background again. Thought it was a great excuse to use him and travel around the world, because each one of these books is set in a different location. And these were also places that I got to travel to when I was working in the dive industry. First one was Grand Cayman, second one was Southern California, third one was Italy, fourth one starts out in North Carolina and ends up in Cuba. In fairness, I've not been to Cuba. That's the one place that I kind of had to fudge a little bit. My descriptions of Cuba are basically Grand Cayman. So,
okay.
Just the other side of Cuba. And then this fifth one actually starts out here in West Virginia. I brought Mike Scott home. He's basically a good alumni coming home and done good. So he's speaking on the Marshall campus and stumbles into a story. And then it ends up shooting down to Tulum, Mexico. Let me set this for a second. Let me set the stage for this for just a second. Most of the story is told in present day, but there's also kind of a subplot story in it that is told about 1,000 years ago. And these are Mayans, and there's the story revolves around a missing Mayan statue. My character, or the main character from the Mayan era, is a character called Redbird. He is the chief priest of the temple at Tulum, Mexico, which is a Mayan ruin in Mexico. And he is just the chief of the city has just ordered that he be sacrificed to the gods because, you know, they're going through a drought and they're having all their things. And so that's where this excerpt that I want to read actually is. This is Redbird being sacrificed.
Okay.
Suddenness that caught Redbird off guard, he was lifted into the air, and then he felt his body falling. His arms were bound behind him, but his feet were free. His eyes were open as he fell. Hitting the water was startling for Redbird. He had never been in water over his head before. He didn't even know how to swim and had no idea how long it would take for him to die. Redbird noticed the water was warm and it felt good surrounding him. He felt at peace and at ease. As he sank, his mouth closed and he held his breath, something that hadn't occurred to him to do before. Redbird opened his eyes and looked upward. He could see the light from above and could just make out the bodies of the priests, warriors, and kings standing around the edge of the cenote, watching him disappear. Redbird didn't know what happened when a living man was thrown into the holy cenote, and he guessed no one else did either. He knew in his mind that the gods were there waiting on the sacrifice, and they would take the body away. He simply hoped it would be one of the kind and benevolent gods, not the violent and terrible ones. He hoped the gods would come quickly, ending his suffering. The opening to the cenote seemed to move further and further away. Redbird wondered if he was already dead and moving toward the netherworld with the gods. Redbird's body began to scream at him through the potion-induced haze. He needed air and he needed to breathe. He realized he wasn't in the realm of the gods yet. He felt a fire in his chest and his vision turned red. He pulled on the ropes binding his hands and realized they were loosening. He knew, without thinking about what it might mean, that he didn't want to die. He didn't want to be a sacrifice to the gods. Somewhere in the back of his mind, he wondered if all men he had put to death felt the same way. It didn't matter what he wanted, though. The gods would surely come for him to receive their sacrifice. Another pull and a twist, and suddenly Redbird's hands were free. His mind was starting to rage, and his lungs felt like they were going to explode. Redbird expected to burst into flames at any second. The opening to the sky and the light where the king stood and ordered Redbird cast into the water grew smaller and smaller as the water pulled him down. And then Redbird noticed another light ahead of him. It began to grow larger. The gods must be there. That is the opening to the underworld, and the gods will receive me there as their sacrifice. Wanting the pain in his chest to end, Redbird began to pull toward the light. He didn't know how to swim, but he reached out with both hands and pulled at the water. His head began to grow light. He was sure it was the gods pulling him in. He relaxed knowing the pain would be no more in just a moment. He found his arms couldn't move anymore. They were heavy. The light grew larger, and Redbird closed his eyes as they drifted toward the light. The sacrifice was complete.
Well, that's lovely. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
That's Heart of the Maya, right?
That's Heart of the Maya.
That's author Eric Douglas reading from his new book, Heart of the Maya. And how do folks get this book?
The book's available on Amazon, both in soft cover and on Kindle. The easiest way to find it, frankly, is to go to my website, which is booksbyeric.com. When I first got that website, I only had one book, but I was being optimistic, so it's booksbyeric.com. And you can find links to Amazon for Heart of the Maya and all the previous books. And there's actually also a series of short stories that are set in the Florida Keys as well.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you for coming by today, Eric.
It's good to see you, pal.
It's good to see you again, man. And congratulations on all your successes. I'm envious of your travel. You know, although I'm more of a surface drink rum at the shack guy.
There's a couple bars in the Caribbean that I could introduce you to that
I bet you I've never. We would set new standards.
Have you ever had Florida Caña rum?
I don't think I have.
It's Flower of the Cane, Florida Caña.
Next book.
It's a lovely, lovely drinking rum.
Thanks for coming by, man.
Thank you.